Greetings again. Today, I want to speak about what conditions do I have to meet to be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. What conditions must I meet for this to happen? And we've already covered this week how precious the Holy Spirit is. How wonderful. We could talk about that a lot more. So, if I don't meet the conditions to be filled with the Spirit, it's not going to happen. There are conditions. Number one is faith. We must believe. God will not put His Spirit into an unbeliever. We must believe that God is, and that He has sent His Son to die for us, that we might live. And we must believe that God does, that there is a Holy Spirit, and that God wants to fill us with His Spirit. We're not going to ask for it if we don't believe in it. So faith, simple childlike faith, is one. Repentance is another condition. Repenting from sin, repenting from our own ways, repenting from our pride, repenting from selfishness, just putting away all the works of the flesh and turning away from it. Repentance means turning away, turning another direction, turning to something else, denying what you have had and going to something new. So it's turning from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Humility is another condition. If we can't humble ourselves, we will not receive the Spirit. The scriptures tell us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and God will then draw nigh to us and give us grace and bless us. This won't happen without humility. To be filled with the Spirit won't happen. And when we are filled with the Spirit, when we ask for the Spirit and are filled, then God can do with us what He will. He can take us where He will. We don't have the control of our life. Yes, we have a sound mind. We know what we're doing. But it's not just us running our life. I'm not my final authority. God is. And we must recognize that. And realize that God may take us directions that we are not expecting, directions that maybe we aren't comfortable with or excited about. But God can do that. God is God, and we are His subjects, and He knows much better than we do. Many times, the flesh shrinks back from doing what God wants us to do, but if we are filled with the Spirit, the flesh isn't in control, takes the back seat, and has nothing to say. We do what the Spirit tells us and guides us into. Walking in the light is another condition. And certainly the Spirit helps us to walk in the light. We cannot do it without. But if we seek to walk in the light and continue to amend our ways to more and more walk in the light as He is in the light, then God will be pleased to fill us with His Spirit more and more as well. As long as we have some darkness in our lives, just tuck this one sin back into the corner of our heart and just leave it there and entertain it, we can't expect the Holy Spirit to dwell within us if we do that. If we purpose a sin and keep it hidden and don't turn away from it, we want it there, we like it, then we grieve the Spirit of God, and He will leave. So a pursuit of light, pursuit of righteousness, pursuit of holiness is conducive to being filled with the Spirit. Put no confidence in the flesh. Too many Christians think they can pull this off by themselves. They think that, you know, you have all the right do's and don'ts, and you follow it the best you can, then you should be all right. But we must realize that we can put no confidence in the flesh. The flesh is deceitful, the heart is deceitful, and above all things wicked. We must put no confidence in it. We must look to God for direction. We must look to Him to teach us, to guide us, purify us. We cannot do it in the flesh. Another condition, and this is the last one that I have in mind here, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. It's a beautiful thing. The more we love God, the more God will fill us with His Spirit. And the more we are filled with His Spirit, the more we will love Him. And the more we love Him, the more we are filled with His Spirit. And it just goes on and on. It's a reciprocating thing. It goes back and forth and builds us up and fills us with His Spirit, with love. So pursue that, my friend. Pursue being filled with the Spirit and walk in faith, walk in repentance, humility, in the light. Put no confidence in the flesh and love the Lord your God with all your heart and ask for the Holy Spirit to dwell within you and to fill you. And your life, again, like I said yesterday, is will be rich, will be meaningful, will be blessed. God will be near and He will carry you through successfully and victoriously to the end. And that's my prayer for you. May you be blessed today. In the name of Jesus.